Welcome to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and this is a podcast about minimalism, sort of. It's a podcast about how living with less stuff and less distractions can help us focus on what's most important. So what you'll find here, of course, we will talk decluttering and living with less, but we'll also talk about the important things in life and how to approach them intentionally. We'll approach topics of motherhood, home life, relationships, work, our health, and the important things in general that fill up our days. And what you won't find here, a perfectionist version of minimalism. I'm a mom, a full-time teacher, and a podcaster, and I've found the version of minimalism that you may find on Instagram or Pinterest to be unattainable. We aren't minimalism purists here. We're simply focused on living with less in a way that's realistic to us. It's a version of minimalism I personally like to call minimal-ish. The goal is not living with less for the sake of less here, or to make sure our homes make us look like a minimalist. The goal is living with less in a realistic way so that we can have more time and space and energy to focus on what matters most. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hi, friend. Welcome back to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and today I am coming to you with a solo episode about something that I've been learning, and that is when to call it enough, when to stop trying so hard. And I'm particularly talking about this like endless pursuit that we are able to be on because of the internet of like the best way to do things. So I'm going to clarify that a little bit for you. But if you are currently feeling a little tired, a little overwhelmed, a little bit like everything you do is never enough, I think this episode is going to speak to you. And also, just a quick note before we start, I'm kind of restructuring my solo episodes to be either answering my own questions that I ask at the end of my guest episodes, so they might be an episode about what I'm simplifying or what I'm learning, maybe occasionally a what I'm loving thrown in there. So if you've ever listened to one of my guest episodes, at the end I always ask, what's something you're simplifying, what's something you're loving right now? And the idea of what I'm learning is something I've shared in bonus episodes in the past. I always like this idea of being a lifelong learner. I am a teacher by trade, so it's just part of my life, part of my beliefs that we are always learning. So that's just what you'll find as we go forward. Most of my solo episodes are going to be structured to a what I'm simplifying, what I'm learning, what I'm loving structure, and typically I will just do one of those in each solo episode. So hope that makes sense. Just wanted to give you a little update as I'm shifting things a little bit around here. All right. So lately I have been feeling this pull to stop trying so hard. And this might sound like the opposite of an inspiring message, but I want you to think about it as like minimalism for your mind. Because thanks to social media, there is always something new that we can try. You know, whatever you are trying to work on in your life, or even if you are already doing okay in that area of your life, social media will still tell you that you need to work on it, or there's a better way to do it. You know, we can find endless ways to do the thing. So let's say you want to lose weight or start a new workout routine or whatever. There's always a new way to diet or a new way of eating to heal all of your ailments, right? You know, the best way to eat or the best way to work out. If you go on social media, you'll find a million different things to try. Cleaning routines is one that I always fall into. There's always a new cleaning routine to try that you will for sure actually follow this time. It'll be perfect for you, right? There's a million different options out there. A million different ways other people do it. Parenting is another one. I am guilty of this. I need to declutter my social media feed because every time I get on there, I swear there's like three different videos about parenting or reels or whatever, and they're all a little bit different of like different styles of parenting. And it kind of overwhelms me. And I don't know why I don't hit the unfollow button. There's always something to learn, always a better routine to implement, always a better version of whatever it is that you are trying to do or perfect. But when do we decide to call it enough? When do we decide, hey, like what I'm doing right now, it isn't perfect, but it's working enough for me. I think the problem is that we see so many other people's lives, so many other people giving us their solution, and I fully believe that that is amazing. Like, it's wonderful to share our knowledge and our value, what we're good at, out into the world. But as consumers, we have to decide what we actually need to improve on and what is just working for us fine. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's working for us, at least for now, so we can let it rest there. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. I have always felt very subpar at cleaning. I've talked about that before on the show, but naturally, I've always searched for a solution. Like, how do I get better at this? How do I find a routine that's actually going to work for me? And I've gotten better over time. Like, I've definitely gotten a lot better. I'm grateful for the different cleaning routines that I've learned from and tried to implement. But the problem is, it's not just about getting better. I don't realize it, but somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm not just trying to get better at it. I'm trying to, like, be perfect at it. Something that I'm naturally just not even inclined to be good at. I'm trying to reach for perfection. So it's never been enough. I would always still expect more of myself. Even though I've improved so much, it's not comparable to someone else who is naturally good in this area of life. So I keep trying to find a better routine, or I keep getting mad at myself that I'm not doing enough. Recently, while I was kind of picking up a very untidy house, I thought about it and I realized that truly, we have gotten to a place in our home that, yes, it does become a mess, but it's a manageable mess when it does become a mess. We have a general routine of tidying up the kitchen at night, mostly just doing the dishes and picking things up in the main living area most nights. But we definitely don't have the kitchen perfectly reset every single night. We don't have the living room perfectly reset every night. Sometimes my daughter's room looks like a 4-year-old lives in it, which is a total disaster. And my closet gets that way too. Sometimes I don't keep up perfectly with the laundry. And I recently realized that it's okay. Like, I'm not constantly thinking about it all or constantly overwhelmed by it all. We catch up on the weekends, and while I would love to have, like, this beautiful, perfect system, I don't really think that is in the cards for me, at least not right now. And what I realized is I am still happy. Like, I can still function with the amount of cleaning and tidying that my husband and I are currently doing and the imperfect style of it. It's fine. Like, I'm good. It isn't perfect. We don't have this perfectly detailed deep cleaning routine or list, but it is enough. It's fine. In this season of life, it works. We are happy. We have a method to the madness. We keep things mostly under control. We enjoy our home. And yes, some days it does feel overwhelming and it does get out of control, but I think most people's homes get that way. I've learned to decide that right now, it's enough. I don't need to search for a new cleaning routine or a new cleaning system. Like, I'm good with what we've come to for now. And there are little things that we might try to improve on or that I might try to tweak. But otherwise, you know, I'm not searching Instagram for the next best cleaning routine. I'm just done with it. So I wanted to encourage you to do the same, to learn when something is enough. Our lives are full. We have work, families, other things we commit ourselves to. And when we have this pressure to find the perfect routine or the perfect whatever in every single area of our lives to have it all together, it's impossible to measure up to. And I just don't even think that's a thing for anyone. Like, nobody has it all together. Nobody is doing great in every area of their lives. So when do we decide to stop searching, stop striving for that new perfect routine, a new habit in a certain area of our lives? Because I'm not saying that we shouldn't grow. I'm not saying that we shouldn't form new good habits or a new routine that will benefit us and add value to our lives. I'm just saying, let's live a little. Let's not always be striving for perfection. So I kind of explained kind of what I was doing when I had this realization, but how do we decide that that is what we need to do, that we need to stop searching and striving in a certain area of our lives, let it rest, call it done, call it enough, even if it's imperfect. So what, how do we get there? How do we decide that? Because we don't want to never be improving, right? We don't want to stop learning, stop growing, but we also, there has to be a balance of like focusing on certain things in our lives that we really truly do want to improve and figuring out what are we trying to improve just because maybe someone else who's sharing about it online is better at it than we are. What do we truly care about improving? What can we let go of? I want to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode. I've been trying to drink more water lately. It's part of taking care of myself postpartum, but sometimes I just get sick of plain water, and I also want to steer clear of too much added sugar. So that's why I'm so excited to tell you about MixUps. Their supplements use clinically studied ingredients and dosages to support your natural energy, immunity, and digestive health. Plus, they taste great too. I am loving their flavors. They're formulated to be used every day. You can just mix them with water and you're good to go. The Gambrew Energy Drink uses a special blend of 5 ingredients that enhance your body's internal energy production without any caffeine or stimulants. The One Shot Water Amplifier is a 3-in-1 product to amp up your water with fiber, electrolytes, and immunity boosters. And Little SH exclamation mark TS is a special blend of fiber and magnesium to support digestion and motility for children and adults. My favorite one is the One Shot Water Amplifier. The key lime is my favorite flavor, and I have felt so hydrated when I add it to my water once a day. MixUp's motto is "Let's pee clear," which I love and I think is hilarious. So let's pee clear. MixUp's lets you get the most out of your water so that you can feel your best and pee your best. Right now, my listeners can get 20% off your first purchase, but only when you go to this URL, mixups.com/minimalish. That's mixups.com/minimalish. Don't wait, get 20% off today at mixups.com/minimalish. All right, let's get back to today's episode. So what I had to do was ask myself this question of, do I really have a need for more change or more improvement in this area of my life? Is it enough right now? Am I happy with it? Is it working for me? If you are feeling tired or overwhelmed, or if you're feeling that kind of icky feeling of like, I'm not enough or I'm not measuring up, ask yourself this question in certain areas of your life or in multiple areas of your life where you have just felt like you're not doing enough. Maybe it's parenting, maybe it's cleaning like mine, maybe it is something else, moving your body, who knows, it could be anything. Ask yourself, do you really need more change or improvement in this area of your life? Or is what you are doing truly enough for you and your family right now? Are you happy enough with it? You don't have to, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to like be thrilled, but are you happy enough? Like, is your life really going to change that much by searching endlessly for this perfection that might be unreachable in this area of your life? Is what you're doing now working for you enough? Again, nobody is doing it all in every area of their lives. You might see someone who looks better at cleaning than you online, or who looks like they are better at, you know, a certain style of parenting that you wish you were better at. They are maybe looking to improve in another area of their life, or, you know, you might be skilled at something that they struggle with. So everybody has something that they just wish they could be better at. But we can't be perfect at all of the things. You get what I'm saying, right? So I'm just trying to encourage you and myself to calm down a little bit and just live life and realize that we are imperfect and that that's okay. And that we'll be a lot happier probably if we stop striving for perfection in every single area, striving to improve, striving to like systemize every single thing in our lives. While minimalism and the minimalist community kind of is about systemizing to make things simpler or letting go of things to make things simpler, and it feels like this journey that there isn't really an end point to, I kind of want to think about how we can apply minimalism to our brains. And sometimes just deciding like, hey, I don't need to find a perfect system for this. Like, I don't need to keep striving to systemize every single little thing, because if I keep going on this road, like, I'm just going to get tired and go crazy and feel like I'm failing. So to me, letting go, deciding it's enough, deciding to stop striving for perfection in certain areas of our lives, just finding something that works okay enough, to me, that feels like a mental version of minimalism. Minimalism for our brains so that we can rest and live a little and stop feeling so stressed out about everything. So that's my current learning. It's the thing I keep telling myself when I'm feeling a little bit like I'm not enough. And I hope that you'll ask yourself these things too. If you find an area of your life or multiple that you're currently constantly striving in, am I striving because I truly want to improve this thing? I truly need to improve this thing or find a better way to do this thing? Or am I doing that because I am seeing someone else who's better at it than me on social media? Am I doing it because I feel like I'm supposed to be better at this? What is it really about? Because I think this kind of boils down also to the issue of contentment. How do we find contentment in our lives? Part of it is by looking at the life in front of us rather than the others around us. And it's really easy to see glimpses into everyone else's lives whenever we have social media. So I don't know. I think it would be really hard to be content if we are constantly striving for perfection in every area of our lives, right? Contentment can be about our stuff or about our homes or about our things, but it can also be about ourselves. And again, this isn't about never growing, but how do we become content with ourselves and our lives? It's not by constantly striving for perfection or the next new routine that's going to make everything better, right? Sometimes it's found when we realize that we are actually good. We're okay with how things are. We are okay with our like subpar cleaning routine. We are okay. We are good. Because what we've realized is that we've been comparing ourselves with others, and that's made us discontent. But when we look at just ourselves and our lives and how things actually are, we're good with it. We're content with it. And we can get to that point if we're not, if we just look at what's in front of us and really ask ourselves, like, is this good enough? Am I okay with it? Can I call this enough? That's all I have for this episode. That is my current learning that I wanted to share with you. It's been on my heart. It's been really good for me to ask myself these questions. And I hope that it helps you in some way. Maybe helps your mind rest a little, helps you simplify a little bit by just focusing on the life in front of you instead of constantly striving to the next best system, routine, whatever that is out there on social media. Again, if it's something you need to improve on, go for it. But otherwise, I hope this sentiment of calling things enough helps you in some way. If you enjoyed this episode, would you share it with a friend or share it on Instagram? I am so grateful for you when you do that. And I am just thankful that you're here, that you're listening in. So thank you for being here today. And I will talk to you right back here again next week.
Hi there. I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.